Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Christmas makes me grumpy.
I know. You're a little grumpy
Sorry,
today.
I'm a little grumpy today. I was telling BJ all this Christmas crap. I'm getting the tree out and everything. My house is literally, you guys, it's embarrassing how it's a disaster. It looks like a tornado went through it. And in fact, at one point, because I went to that Home Goods, which is a horrible Christmas trap, and I love it. I mean that in a good way. I had so much stuff in my truck that I looked at it and I thought, I don't even want to get you guys out. I don't even want to start this process. I just want to leave all of you, all of your stuff in there. I don't even want to take you out because I have to unwrap and get you.
Don't you realize that, though, when you're buying a 50-foot tree? That it's going to take a lot to fill up
really
the tree?
You don't really think about it.
You just think, oh, this will look pretty. Yeah. And then you just deal with it as it
goes.
And then
you're like, wow, this 50-foot tree needs a lot of ornaments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of space to cover.
I'm going to have to get scaffolding.
Yeah, to finish off the tree. See, it's like something you would see in New York City.
I don't know why I bit off all this, but it's making me grumpy, and I feel bad because I was supposed to do this photo shoot with Green Gable Roofing, and I actually said, I am too much of a bitch today to do any kind of photo shoot with you guys.
And then I backed it up. I got the guy on the line, and I said, trust me, I'm here with her every day, and today's not a good day.
And they're really nice people. I love them. I go, listen, I have Christmas crap everywhere. My house is a disaster. I need to go home, and I have to. And he's like, you're grumpy because you have to decorate? I'm like, you don't understand the stress.
And you know,
don't get it.
Now, last year, what size tree did you have?
Five.
Five-footer?
Yeah.
And this year, you went to a full...
I have 12.
12-footer this year.
Yeah.
I'll make a prediction for you.
Okay.
You'll never use the 12-footer again.
No, don't, because I had to buy more ornaments.
But you're complaining about all the ornaments and how long it takes and to get it back out. You will look at it from now on and you'll say, you know, it's not worth that. I'm going to go with the 5-footer again.
I think
you'll be back at the 5-footer by next year.
I was looking at the tree last night and it literally has put me in a bad mood. I think this is like a chick thing because we want Christmas to be so perfect, like our mantle decorations and everything. We put a lot of pressure on this whole perfect Christmas thing ever since Martha Stewart came around in the 80s. Anyway, and so, because I remember my mom having the same kind of pressure, like it always had to be perfect and beautiful and all that. And then you men, you don't help. Like, you don't help. You won't even get out the ladder. You're like, I don't know why we have to do it so damn early. And then you're no help. And then it makes me grumpy because you guys don't help at all. And then if you do help, then you put all the ornaments on one branch, which is like, how can you not see this? How can you not see them, like, make the branches all even? Like, why? You don't ever put two ornaments on one branch. Like, that's crazy.
No, what's crazy is the way you're acting. That's what's crazy. Okay? That's what's crazy. And let me tell you something. I've observed.
I'm not crazy. This is crazy.
I feel like.
Yes.
And I know it's not the same for you. Yeah. And I get that. But I feel like more and more people each year are going less and less and less when it comes to the decorations.
Maybe I should have been a minimalist.
I think people are going the opposite direction than what you're going.
Yeah, I went the wrong way.
You're going to from a 5-foot tree to a 12-foot
tree.
You got to fill up every branch with an ornament. You're out shopping and buying and buying and buying.
Look at this list.
But
these are all ornaments to fill up my 12-foot tree.
I've had 3 or 4 people that I know say, I don't think I'm going to do anything this year.
They don't have kids.
I don't think I'm going to. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But I think when you get to
a certain point, if I didn't have kids, I would. I mean, I wouldn't do it for
it. Yeah, but it was almost like several years ago that you were almost, just non-religious. You didn't even believe in Christmas
if you didn't decorate. I believe in Jesus. I believe in Jesus.
You were judged.
I believe.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. But I love Jesus.
But I feel like that's gone.
So there's two things that I have to tell you. Number one is I looked at the tree last night and know how much work is put into it. And I was thinking, now this is nuts. I was thinking about bubble wrapping it, leaving all the ornaments on it, bubble wrapping it, and maybe like taking it to storage or something, like a storage unit, because it's so much work. Like renting a U-Haul.
I got a better idea. Sell it.
Hey!
I got a better idea.
No, it's all my mom's ornaments, and she passed away. It's all my mom's favorite ornaments. It's the one time I connect like and think about my mom and like how she decorated her tree. It's like a real thing with my mom and
No, I'm not talking about the ornaments. Okay. I'm talking about the size of the stupid tree, Jamie. Right. You're missing a point here.
All right,
go back to the 5-footer, and you can still put the ornaments on there. It's plenty for you and your kid. You don't have to have a 12-footer.
So
but it's absolutely ridiculous, to decorate this
big massive tree
that goes 12 feet up,
and then
to have it in your head that you're going to go bubble wrap the tree. Rent a storage space, which you're going to pay $100 a month. That's $1,200 just to store the stupid tree, so you don't have to get it back out next year and redecorate again. It's absolutely ridiculous.
It is. I know that it's ridiculous.
But I just want to make sure we're on the same page. That is ridiculous.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.